Iska pulitra Ubata Potosom na banama Mebu Pagua Kimo Busiso. And now I've lost audio.
For me?
No, there you are.
Okay.
I was about to lose my mind, man. Like, what the hell is happening? Oh my God. Hey everybody, welcome back to the X-Wing Files. I'm Logan.
I'm Jacob, I think.
And we're live on TikTok. So if you're listening on TikTok, hello. Please feel free to chime in with comments. Tell us how awesome we are. And tell Elizabeth how much you miss her because she's not here. Because I really want to give her a hard time, but we just came off Christmas. And being a mom is hard. And so Elizabeth is asleep. She also didn't watch the episode. So, and she was so confused when we were texting about when to record. She said she was two episodes behind. And there's only been one episode. So, it sucks she couldn't be here and she was tired, but you know, it is what it is. So we're going to talk about Skeleton Crew, episode, what episode are we on? Five,
I think.
Or six. I should have had it pulled up and I didn't. So, Skeleton Crew episode, five, you have a lot to learn about pirates. We're going to spoil the episode, so if you didn't watch it, maybe don't listen. I don't know. All right, so last week we only talked for like 20 minutes about an episode we didn't really love that much. And this week we got a much longer episode, and I think a much better episode.
Yeah, for sure.
They went full on into the Goonies stuff this week. Like that's been a comparison from the start. Like it's Goonies, but in Star Wars. And this, I mean, I don't know when the last time you watched the Goonies was, but there was a point where I was like, oh, this is, it literally feels like when they find the hidden area underneath the restaurant and then just start going down into the cave.
Yeah.
And then find a pirate ship. I'm like, this is Goonies. It's literally just Goonies. And I'm not complaining about it. I freaking loved it.
Yeah. This, I mean, obviously it hasn't ended yet, but I think it might be my favorite Star Wars show that they put out.
Yeah, the first season of Mandalorian was really good.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it has the charm of this show.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. It's just so, the kids are so fun, and Jude Law, like, even when he's being, like, not good. It's like I'm still pulling for the guy.
Yeah.
Like he gets it so right. Like he reminds me a lot, and I know he was one of the finalists for Obi-Wan. But he reminds me a lot of Ewan McGregor. Like there's just something about the way they kind of do that thing.
So, yeah.
Elizabeth said, nice hoodie.
I saw that.
So, I'm assuming that that's something people that are listening, you should be watching us on TikTok if you're listening later. You got that for Christmas? It's an Auburn hoodie.
Yeah, Elizabeth got it for me. It's pretty comfy. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. That's an old school logo, man.
Yeah. It looks sweet.
Yeah. I got a hoodie for Christmas too. I know this isn't Star Wars, but I don't know if you saw, I posted it on Facebook. This lady I work with, I won't say lady, it makes her sound old. This woman, she's younger than me, but this person I work with gave me a hoodie with like this embroidered Ripley on it, my dog, and it just says Ripley underneath it. And she was like, I got this for you. She had it made for me. I was like, that's wild.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So now I'm a guy that has a hoodie with his dog's face on it. So so back to the episode.
Well, real quick, I'm going to get you some socks with Ripley on it.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take that. Then I need a hat and some, like, fleece pants with just her face all over them. That'll be great. So just be full on outfit, man. We didn't see the parents last week. We only got to see them for a minute this week in the opening of the episode. But I think a lot of important stuff got said in that like 3 minute span.
Yeah. I've only watched it twice, and the second time I watched it, I was kind of halfway paying attention. But I liked the dad in that. Like, I liked that little scene.
Yeah.
Has the
it's very Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
Show me what's in your hand. Show me what's in your other hand.
Well, and you know, like, you play magic tricks with kids or whatever, and that's what you do. Like, you...
Yeah.
Like, I was expecting him to, like, tuck it under his shirt or something.
I thought that robot was going to murder him.
Yeah.
Like, that robot is about to rip his arms off.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that scene.
Yeah. And I knew, like, when they got to the I can't, what's her name's mom? When they got to her office, I was like, oh, she's in on this too. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, or not in on it, but, like, she's not gonna, like, come down on him. And
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's her kid too, so.
So, what he was trying to do was lower the barrier to get a message through to the kids, I guess, is what I took it as. I don't know how we would do that, though.
Yeah, I think it would. It might be to someone else. Maybe Hondo and Aka.
Oh, that would be amazing. I was so glad that the ship that they found, it wasn't like, oh yeah, my old captain Hondo and Aka.
Yeah.
Like, Hondo's dead. Yeah. No. But yeah, so getting a message out through the barrier, and then she mentions the supervisor, which I don't know if that's the first time we've heard that mentioned, but the way she said it felt more like the emperor, you know?
Yeah.
So, and there's something in the dialogue where it makes you understand that they know Atten is a hidden planet.
Yeah.
Which we weren't sure about, because we weren't sure how kind of deep that conspiracy goes, right?
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty interesting, and I'm sure we'll get that expanded on as it goes. I honestly thought we were going to see the parents, like, make a break for it and, like, try to go, like, find the kids in their own ship or something.
Yeah.
And not to jump ahead, I was hoping Elizabeth would be here so that, like, I could do this in front of her too, because I can't remember if she was on board with me, but I know I insisted that he was not a Force user, definitely not a Jedi, Crimson Jack or whatever we want to call him. A Jude Law's character.
Yeah, because he got a new name in this.
Yeah. Well, we already knew Silva, but that was a great comment. And when he's like, Silva, and they're like, who? I'm like, great, another fake name. But he uses the Force multiple times in this episode.
Yeah.
And also quotes I wrote it down. Like, he literally lays out the Jedi code, but in a very, like, crummy way that makes it sound not altruistic. But I like that. I like that he was like, you know what you got to do? You, all the people that you love, you got to forget about them. You got to just let that go and just only focus on, like, the here and now, and that's what matters. And I was like, this is the Jedi code, but, like, that's their whole theology. But the way he says it makes it sound so crappy.
Yeah.
And then he tells him, your focus determines your reality, which is Yoda, right? That's straight up Yoda.
Yeah.
Or at least Obi-Wan. Somebody tells Anakin that.
I can't remember.
I'm about to Google it. Your focus determines your reality is... I'm sorry. We're both wrong. Or I'm wrong twice. It's Qui-Gon Jinn.
I was going to say that. Yeah, I was going to say...
reality. Okay, so... is that... Hey, hello. Is that a hint that... he's not old enough to have been trained by Qui-Gon, right?
Yeah, definitely not. But it could be, I mean...
but I'm sure it's something Qui-Gon passed on. If that's like something Qui-Gon said a lot, then he passed it on to Obi-Wan. So maybe this guy trained, like, or was around Obi-Wan at some point.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. There's a lot there.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite scenes, though, because the way he, like, walks into the room, he's like, oh, boy, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah. And it's also not until he says, he's like, oh, chin up, you'll see him again. And the kid says, not my mom. And then, so I think you're right. All of this to say you're right. I think he was part of the Jedi Order, because it's knowing that it's what he says, but also him turning around when he finds out that the mom is dead. Like, he can't, it's Wim, right? Yeah. Wim's mom is dead. So he feels like he has to comfort him in that.
He's not completely heartless.
Yeah, I mean, he then later takes one of them hostage. But
I mean, I'm not, like, sticking up for him, but they're in a time crunch. He does have bad character. He's already tried to reason with what's her name?
We really should learn the kids' names.
Well, you know, I started a new job.
Fern, so. Right?
Yeah, was it?
Fern.
Fern, yeah.
KB's the Geordi LaForge, like, I.
Fern, yeah, right? Yeah. He's tried to reason with her on multiple occasions, and she's very stubborn. So he's just like, you know what? I don't have to deal with this. But the thing that seems like it tips the scales is... when he finds out the mint.
Yeah, so that's the thing that I don't... It had to be in the first episode we recorded about those first two episodes. If you go back and listen, we talked about it being a mint for the Republic credits, because... or it might have been in the second episode we recorded. Because... when they land on that that planet where all the pirates are, somebody says, "Where did you get these old Republic credits? Credits in mint condition?" Was that in the second episode of the show?
That was, yeah, it was when they first get to the spaceport or whatever it is.
So it would have been in the first episode we recorded.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, we nailed that.
Yeah.
So it's the last remaining Old Republic mint that's printing Old Republic money. But I think the bigger question is, what are they doing with it?
Well, that's, yeah, it's like, why? And why?
I guess it would be valuable. The material would be valuable.
Yeah.
But printing it as Old Republic credits, like, what does that do?
Unless, like, the New Republic is using the old style.
Was the Empire using Old Republic?
The Empire credits? Wasn't. The Empire used Imperial credits.
Okay, yeah. So,
well, they don't know. Yeah, Elizabeth said maybe they don't know about the war, but,
well, the kids definitely don't know.
Yeah, even if they didn't know, why is the rest of the galaxy place such a high value on Old Republic credits?
Oh,
I mean, yeah, that's what I was thinking, Fabian. He said maybe it's old money. It's worth more.
I mean, that makes sense, but like the material. Cause I mean, just let's say it's gold. Like, yeah, the gold is worth the gold. So, but to that point, like, I guess if I don't know enough about like our money to be able to point out like an old coin that would be worth a lot of money. But if you could like print those like it's brand new and it still looks like it's old money, but it's brand new.
Yeah.
Then yeah, you know. I guess I could see that.
Yeah, and I, you know, like our old money, some of it, like nickels were silver.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Now everything's copper, painted silver or whatever, plated silver.
Do you remember the name of the planet that they had to go to? It had a bunch of names. I didn't write any of them down.
Oh, did it start with a L, I think?
Yeah, because Crimson Jack just starts laughing. He's like, you brought us here?
Yeah, and he starts laughing.
Smee is talking about it like it's this, like, super dangerous, like, treacherous, like, monstrous place. And they get there, and he's like, those look like yachts.
Yeah, pleasure <He's> yachts.
Like, it's like, no, they couldn't be. Those two ships pull up beside him, and it said he brought him to a day spa.
Yeah, everyone's welcome as long as you follow the rules.
Which
Beskar is what that's called, Fabian.
Beskar is like the rarest, one of the rarest materials in the galaxy, right?
Yeah, that's the Emperor's fault, though.
Yeah.
Because they glassed the planet.
You freaking Empire, man. But the ships. Like you were just talking about, the callback to that later in the episode when the pirates show up and then those same two ships pull up beside the pirate ships and, you know, start doing their little spiel.
Yeah.
And the pirates just blow them up.
Yeah, I laughed out loud when that happened.
Me too.
Yeah.
That was so funny, man.
Yeah.
And the kids getting off this ship and Jod or Crimson Jack or whatever you want to call him says, like, they don't permit basic on their planet, so let me translate. And he's just talking gibberish to him.
Yeah. He's like,
it reminded me, do you remember that episode of Friends where Joey put on his resume that he knows French?
Yeah.
And Phoebe tries to teach him French.
Yeah.
And it's just like, blah, 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 blah. I speak French.
Yeah.
It reminded me so much of that. Like, you would think he speaks, like, well, I guess maybe he's worried it could be a language that they know. So he's just making up words, but.
Yeah.
So we didn't get this, see the ship in its prime, but we did get to find out what the name of the ship that they stole is. And it's pretty badass. The Onyx Sender is an awesome name for a pirate ship.
Which, no, I'm thinking so in Star Wars Battlefront 2, the newer one.
Yeah.
In the campaign, there's a thing. So basically it takes place right after Endor, and the Empire has a thing called Project Cinder. So I was like, oh wait. But then I had to remember that it was in Battlefront 2. It doesn't really have anything to do with the pirates, but...
Yeah. I love the name of the ship, man. I want to see... I hope we get a flashback episode.
Yeah. Because
I want to see what the ship looked like when it was, like, in good condition.
Well, and the... I don't remember his name. The wolf guy. Is it Michael J. Fox?
It's the Teen Wolf.
Dude, that would be awesome. No. I forgot what I was going to say.
Hold on. Brutus.
Brutus? Yeah, I don't really like that, but...
Yeah.
Kelly just joined. Oh, and she left. So is that actually Kelly, you think, on TikTok? Does Kelly do TikTok? Or is it probably Jaden?
It's probably Jaden.
Yeah.
So I don't understand TikTok. So
yeah,
I'm old. why Elizabeth? Why'd you want to know the wolf guy's name?
Oh, I know what I was gonna say. I thought it was interesting when he was listening to the captain's recordings.
Yeah.
That you couldn't see the captain. So I wonder. No, that's the guy from the cantina. That's a different guy.
Yeah, it's a different wolf person. Yeah, I think that's definitely a reveal.
Yeah.
I don't, but like, so the guy's name was, who had the Onyx Sender was Tak Renaud.
Tak Renaud.
Yeah, it didn't ring a bell. I didn't look it up because I was worried about spoilers.
Yeah.
But I thought it was cool that Jod, like, obviously it's a pirate legend, but like he knew he just knew the whole legend. And he's there like spouting it off. And you think the kids are going to be like, oh, wow. She just goes, so what? We want to get home. That made me laugh. That two kid moments really made me laugh in this episode. That one, and when is it Neil that says, "What's a concubine?"
Yeah, that was funny. He's like, "Enough for story time."
That made me laugh so much.
Yeah.
Like, I want to hear more about the concubine.
I know, because me, Kara, and Hudson watch it, and I think at that point, like, me and Kara looked over at each other, and we were like, because
Hudson's you're waiting, into it. Waiting for him to ask you the same question?
Yeah,
So how many times did we see him use the Force in this episode? We saw him pick up that thing and hand it to Wim. And that's when Wim's like, but if you're not a Jedi, like, how can you do that? So Wim doesn't understand that there's Force users that aren't Jedi.
Yeah.
He pulls the knife back after he gives it up to that that guard, right?
Yeah.
He lowers the last credit he had. Of course he kept a credit.
Yeah.
He, like... uses the Force to drop it into and force it down into the thing to drain the acid.
Yeah.
And then the jumping all the way to the end, the lightsaber at the end.
Yeah, he pulls it. Yeah.
So, and I was shocked that we got to see a lightsaber.
I know.
Absolutely. I was so surprised when Wim stepped out with that lightsaber. I was like, oh my God. Spoilers.
Hey, we sorry, said spoilers. Elizabeth,
spoilers. I was like, man, he's going to, like, what is about to happen? And okay, so I lied. Three moments when I laughed out loud.
Yeah.
I definitely did not expect him to ignite the lightsaber upside
down. Yeah.
And completely lose it.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
That was so freaking funny, man. It, of course, it reminded me of that meme that we always see with Luke. Like, gets the most dangerous weapon in the galaxy, immediately points it at his head.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then Crimson Jack challenges what did we say her name was? I already forgot.
Me too.
Fern. So terrible, man. Challenges Fern for the captainship. And of course it's the pirate code, so she has to accept, and he kind of puts her in a corner. Like, to that's the end. There's a few more things I wanted to talk about, but like, did you really think did you think he was gonna hurt her?
No.
So you think if she just wouldn't have yielded, he would have figured something else out?
I don't know, because SM-33 would be like, well, one of y'all has to die or yield, so.
Well, what I'm saying is if he doesn't, yeah. Do you think he would have yielded? He would have just said, fine, I yield.
I don't know. He seemed pretty headstrong about it, so.
Yeah. I don't know if he would have killed her, but I think he really would, like, broken a finger.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or you just know?
Singed her with a lightsaber.
Yeah, maybe.
Cut her hair off or something.
Yeah.
I thought it was really weird that after she yielded that he ordered him to, yeah, cut her hair off. That he ordered SM-33 to take them as prisoners.
So that's what, so I was certain that he was being absolutely serious until that moment. And that just made me think, oh, he's just trying to protect the kids. So okay. This whole thing was because every time he needs something to happen, he has to go through her.
Yeah.
To get Smee to do it. If he's the captain, then Smee does what he says, no questions asked.
Yeah.
He tells him to take the kids for mutiny. And that's supposed to keep them safe, but they, of course, have other ideas because they still don't trust him.
Yeah.
Before we, I mean, that is kind of the end, but I wanted to talk about the other bounty hunter we met in Pocket? This episode.
Pocket. Pocket?
Yes. And it's a shame Elizabeth didn't watch the episode and isn't here to talk about it. But I'll ask you, do you know who that was?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know, but her teeth were perfect.
Have you ever seen Brave?
I've seen some of it. I haven't seen the whole thing.
That is the voice of Merida from Brave.
Okay.
So
I think I knew that. I think I saw a video or something about that.
Yeah. she has Kelly McDonald. She has such like a unique voice. And it was perfect for that. Absolutely. And she looked amazing. Like, that makeup work was amazing on her.
Yeah.
She's been in a bunch of other stuff, but like, Brave is probably the thing she's most known for. So she was in No Country for Old Men too. I don't know if you ever saw that.
Yes, I've seen that.
But yeah, I really like Pocket. I thought we were going to get to see more of her. Who all do you think died in the acid bath?
Just some of. I don't think Steve Urkel died.
Yeah, I think we're going to see more of him.
Yeah.
It would be a shame to have him go out like that.
Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe a foot got severed or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So, the final scene is the kids, like, gathered up on that we're literally not 5 minutes before we saw the floor, like, drop out. They're in that spot, and they do something. They fall through the floor. We don't know what's going to happen to them. And then Jod just force grabs the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Cut to credits.
Yeah.
Where did this pirate get a lightsaber?
I don't know. He had a lot of different treasures.
Yeah, but a lightsaber?
Maz has a lightsaber.
Yeah. Maz didn't know she had a lightsaber, though.
Well.
I mean, she might have known it, but nobody else knew it.
Yeah. Well, nobody knew this guy had a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Maybe SM-33, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely knew it, though. Like, did he find it? Did he kill a Jedi? Like, do you think we might know whose lightsaber it is?
See, the problem to me is the distance in time from Order 66 and now. We don't know for sure. We know it's after the Death Star, second Death Star. Or yeah. We know it's after the Battle of Endor. But the weird thing about it to me is the first three episodes, or 4, 5, and 6, Jedi are kind of mythological or legends. And then obviously the galaxy would know who Luke is.
Well, I mean, we saw a lot of that in Wim's storybook at the beginning,
yeah. Which
now kind of makes me believe that, like, the older people on the planet actually know all of this stuff, and they're just hiding it. Like, we talked about it being like that movie The Village, and yeah. It feels a lot like that right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Pounded on Naboo.
See, I mean, you know, maybe it's Qui-Gon's lightsaber. Now, I feel like Obi-Wan had those, right? Like, they memorialized those somewhere.
Yeah, probably. But yeah. Then, I mean, all the Jedi temples got turned into...
That's true.
Sith whatever. And you know that Palpatine was all about his artifacts. Like, he was all about finding...
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that was a big thing, like, getting all the Jedi artifacts. And, like, if it was something that couldn't be moved, it was destroyed. So, yeah. Now all I want is the Onyx Cinder prequel show.
Oh, God. I mean, it could happen. Maybe that's where Hondo comes in.
I mean, you know... A Star Wars show that's just about pirates sounds pretty damn cool, man.
And, you know, I mean, there is a lot of continuity there because you have all the Hondo, Boba Fett yeah. stuff. You have the tree guy from Mandalorian Season 3.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
I mean, they keep talking about... So Donald Glover has not... like said anything about putting Lando behind him.
Yeah.
The last, like, anytime anybody sticks a microphone in his face and asks him about it, he still seems very much game to do whatever they want to do. And they've talked about a prequel film or a prequel series about Lando. And I mean,
I want a series. I don't want a film.
Me too. I want 3 seasons of at least 8 episodes a season about Lando and being a pirate in the galaxy. Yeah. Not anything to do with anything other than him just being a pirate in the galaxy run by the Empire. And yes, more Cad Bane.
He's dead.
He's dead now.
Yeah.
He's not dead then.
Yeah.
So, I was just talking to somebody about Cad Bane. We were talking about, who was it? I can't remember what we were talking about, but we were talking about the Boba Fett show, and they were talking about Cad Bane. I was like, yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so, I do want Hondo before Cad, though.
Yeah, I really need it. We got live-action Cad Bane. I really need live-action Hondo and Naka.
Yeah, and that not at Disney great. World, or wherever that was.
Yeah, because I'm never going to get to go there. It costs way too much money.
Yeah.
So where do you think the kids are, man? Like,
see, that's the thing. Surely I was gonna
that
say,
thing doesn't make them fall to their death. Because
I was going to say that's such a huge gamble.
I know what to do, but it's also a stupid thing that a kid would do.
Yeah, all the traps so far have been deadly.
Yeah,
like, lethally deadly, and then. You know, the thing guarding the most valuable thing in his treasury is not going to be deadly. Unless like, they fight a Rancor, I don't know.
It looks like those people were decapitated.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
And it's funny because SM and Jod both reacted.
Yeah, they ducked, both ducked.
And the kids didn't do anything. Yeah. And,
yeah. Yeah. Because they knew, like, decapitated. What'd you say? Duck.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was good.
I hope we get to find out whose lightsaber that is.
I mean, it could be his. Well, if it was his, he would have took it initially, I think.
Yeah. That's the other thing that makes me think he, like, thinking back on it, like, he still could have taken that lightsaber from that kid by force.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literal force. Just yoink. And he didn't. He was trying to talk him down so he didn't accidentally hurt himself. But
yeah.
Yeah, it was a really good episode, man.
Yeah.
I wish we'd have gotten to see more of the pirates, but it was already, like, 40-something minutes long. So yeah. I get why we didn't see more.
It was that long, but it seemed like 2 minutes.
Dash Zenton, that was the pirate name that Pocket called him. And they were like, how many names does this guy have?
Do it, Fabian.
Dash Zenton. What a weird name. There was another Dash in Star Wars, right? Dash
Rendar.
Rendar, yeah, yeah.
From Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah. Oh man. If you'd have called him Dash Rendar,
that would have been cool.
That would have Dash been Fabian. Yeah.
Fabian said he wants a name like that.
Like Dash? Crimson Jack is a pretty awesome name.
Yeah, Crimson Jack. That sounds too much like an actual real world pirate, though. Yeah. But I like it.
Yeah. Like it. It's a very pirate name. So. All right. So anything else?
Do you want to
touch on? All in all, yeah, it was a really freaking good episode. Especially coming off an episode that I thought was just so-so. The kids were really good in it. Like, definitely like a handful of really laugh out loud moments, but a lot of small little things. Like when Smee's like waxing poetic about this dangerous planet that he's bringing them to. They're like, you took us to the wrong planet again.
I should have did this an hour ago, but why? Like, I want to text him and see if he watched it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll definitely wait to record, like, whenever the finale hits, because we've got, what, 3 more episodes?
Yeah.
We'll have to wait for his schedule to free up and record the finale with him. It was such a fun episode. At some point, we may have talked about this. Tim may have talked about this. Jude Law said that it's like episode 6 and 7, where you really start to like understand who he is, who that That's character what... is, like his origin. And Elizabeth's gonna go watch it after we spoiled the entire show for her. So, but yeah, so I feel like the next two episodes are gonna be really important.
Oh yeah, Fabian does have an actual figure of the Wolfman. It's not the guy from the cantina.
How is it even out yet?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I could.
They already have Skeleton Crew figures out. Yeah, I can't see it.
It is too bright.
Yeah, it's really bright. Fabian said, "I don't know either, but he's awesome." That is pretty cool, man. If there's one of Jod or Crimson Jack or whatever name he wants to go by, with him and his mask that we saw in the very first episode, I might have to have that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It's pretty cool. All right. If you listen to this on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, go follow us on TikTok at the X-Wing Files, or just look for the X-Wing Files. I don't know how TikTok works. Go rate and review us on iTunes. You can email us, xwingfiles@gmail.com. We'll be back next week, hopefully with Elizabeth, talking about the 6th episode. I feel like we're going to have a lot to talk about. I'm excited. So until then, may the Force be with you.
Always.